Siyata Deshmaya. Start the playoffs. Okay? Perek Yudim Mesef Teshvias, Mishnah Aleph. Shvias Mishamedes Esabilve, Bishtar Vishalo Bishtar. Which means if a person borrowed money and the end of Shemitah comes, the loan is canceled, whether the loan was an oral loan with no written documentation, or whether it was with a document accompanying it. That's what it says. Okay? If you look on the side in the Mefarshim, they explain that there's a remarkable question over here. What happens if the shtar includes within it a proviso that there is what's called achrayas nechasim? What does this mean? This means that the property of the debtor is mortgaged to the loan. Which means, let's say Reuven owes Shimon $100, and after a year comes to him and says, "Give me money. I have no money. I have no money. I'd love to pay. I have no money." So he says, "You know what? I'll take your property." "Oh, my property. Oh, my property. I sold it already." He's a wise guy. He sold the property and entered to somebody else. Sorry. That property on the mortgage to me. I come first. That's called achrayas nechasim. So what happens if it's achrayas nechasim? So, the Gemara tells us the Masechta Gittin. Let's open up the Masechta Gittin. You should all have the Masechta Gittin in front of you. Either in your Otzer or independently. There's still plenty of Gemaras in the shelves and then on the tables. The Gemara discusses this question. Masechta Gittin, Anaf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. What does it say over there? They quote our Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Bishtar Shtar Sheyesh Bo Achrayas Nechasim. Even though there's Achrayas Nechasim, still Shemitah knocks it off. Rashi explains, Achrayas Nechasim, Sheshibe Lo Karka Osof, that the property is a mortgage to the creditor. Rav Yochanan suggests, no, ain't a mishamet. Why, says Rashi? The kigavu yidami, ukemo shakarkos becheskas hamalvehem, ugvuyos mamish, v'yein kan chov. It's as if the debt is already paid off. It's paid off before Shemitah, because the property is a mortgage to the creditor. Okay? So, very nice. So, there was a story. Came to Rav Yochanan. What do we do? It's towards the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. He said, Mishamet. Oh, Mar with the Yoma in a Mishamet. But you, Rabbi Yochanan, you're the one who said that it's not Mishamet. The money is collectible. Amalei, Vechim, Ipnei, Sha'ono, Medame, Nasa, Masa. Rashi. Medame, Nira, Beinenu, Chemedumen, Anu, Kain, Velo, Shemanem, Rabo, Seinu, Nasa, Masa, Lahotzi, Mamona, Biyadayim. Even though Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that since there is a achrayas nechasim, that the debt is considered as if it's collected, so he should have collected the money. He said, no, chickened out. Kavi Yochanan, he said, where are you? Chickened out. Frek de Gemara, what do you mean? V'tanya kavasei demar, with a brisa like you. He said, yeah, intellectual honesty. Amalei, dilmahu ahi beishamahi. Damishtar amid ligvos kagavi dami. Rashi says, the Beis Shammai Masechta Sota Meisu Balein Ashloshos the Beis Shammai Omen Notlos Ksubosim the Loshosos Homer the Gavos Beachas Shtar Kosher Luhu Hakarka Meshubet Bo says if it's Kegavi Dami. So Rabbi Yochanan at the end says if Shul is a Brisa like me, maybe the Brisa goes according to the Man the Omar of Beis Shammai, and therefore we don't pass in a way. Generally speaking, we don't pass in like Beis Shammai. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. How do we pass in a local Maisa? Let's take a look and see what the Rishonim say. So the Rambam, open up. Everyone has a Rambam. If you have the Otzer, the Rambam's in the back. Otherwise, there are plenty of Rambams all over the place. We even have some Rambams still from the Yeshiva. And it's, we're learning this for those who are new in the Shir, new recruits. The Perek and the Rambam is Perek Tes and Hilchos Shemitah. Okay, it's all about this topic. Okay, so Rambam and Perek Tes and Hilchos Shemitah discusses this. Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, as it's called, technically speaking. Halacha Vav. Shvius Meshamedes is a milva. Afila milva b'shtar. Sheyesh b'achrayas nechassim areza mashmit. Okay. Not surprisingly, the Gemara seems to say that we should paskin. Because after all, Rav Yochanan himself, who said the other way around, at the end didn't collect the money. Fascinatingly, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Ma'arik, that the Ma'arik, in fact, said, you can't collect the money. You can't collect the money. Where did he get it from? Well, he relied upon it we have two with Ma'arik. It's on the shelf. I'm not going to read it to you right now. You can look it up. It's in Shoresh Tzadi Beis, and it's cited in part in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is to be found in Simon Samach Zayin, in Choshen Mishmet. That's our Simon for the rest of the week. Simon Samach Zayin. The Beis Yosef, towards the beginning of Simon Samach Zayin, quotes this Marik. Kol sh'tachol afil yesh b'achrayis nechosim shviyas b'sham toso. So says the Torah, following his father, the Rosh, no problem. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, Marik shorosh tzadi beis, sh'tar sh'b'achrayis ena m'shamei, t'kayim alon, sh'tar m'ligvos k'gobi domi. So he asks the kasha and the bedek abayis of Rabbi Yosef, to me, how do you love? How can it be? It's against the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh. It's against everybody. It's against the whole world. And the Ramos is against the Gemara. The Gemara said not that way. Oh. So, what makes Gemara said not that way? Even Rabbi Yochanan, who held that way, at the end of the day, didn't actually collect the money. So how can the Marik Paskin that the money can in fact be collected. Now, it's an interesting thing. If you look in the Marek, he relies upon the Mordechai and Yevamos Simon and Beis. We pass like Beshamai, Kigavi Dami. It's difficult. We pass like Beshillel. Well, there's a Mordechai and Bava Metzia, which indicates the Machlokas Beshamai and Beshillel in Sota, quoted by Rashi, is a question. We're not sure the woman is entitled to Ruksub or not. If she was faithful, she's entitled. If she was unfaithful, she's not entitled. We don't know. What's a Safek Chov? A Suffolk Chov, you don't collect. Mordechai and Bava Metzia, if it's a Vadai Chov, then everyone agrees you collect. Even Beis Hillel might agree you collect. That's a different story. But the problem with that Mordechai seems to be against the Agamara. Agamara is talking about a Vadai Chov. There's no Sfekas over here. No Sfekas. The Suffolk is in Hilchos Shemitah. But the Chov is a Chov Bara. On a simple level, we should say that why is it Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel should agree. In any event, that's what he seems to be saying. A Chiddush Nifla Menorah. Pashup Shat. It's not that way. The Tumim has a remarkable idea. The Urim of the Tumim, for those who may not be aware, was written by Rabbi Yonasan Abshitz on Choshen Mishpat. And he bases himself on a phrase in the Ramban. I'll both say you all have the Ramban in back. Please look. The Ramban is discussing the question of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, which we spoke about at great length in the past. Now I'm going to see it again one more time. For those who have the new editions of the Ramban, it's on page Nun Vav, the top of the second column. Apparently, it's on Daf Yutes in the old print, the Masechta Gittin. I'm going to read you just two lines. Rav Yochanan at Shemitah's done Shemitah's Ksav. It's the sixth line of this edition of column two. V'lo od ela shehich mir ba. It's not a Midas Chassidus, as the Rabbit said. Believe it or not, the Shemitah is Torah. The Shemitah is Midas Chassidus. Rabbi is a famous one, and we started the opening day Shir. There's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. We don't pass like him. Kaloch Karabim. But he brings a raya from the fact of Yochanan wouldn't do a maisa. Indicates, I think I mentioned the Gemara and Erevin has, that been the raya, you have to ask first before you do an action. Rabbanan, you can shoot first and ask questions later. So similarly, you would be also maisa, the Ramban said, had it been a Rabbanan, it sounds like it's even a din do a raya. So it appeared. Says the Tumim, very nice. The Ramban gave us an opening. Since the Ramban explains that the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't collect the money, in the case of Shtar, without Christ the Chosm, it's because he happened to hold that what? That Shvius Bisman Hazeh is the Oraisa. Since we paskin that Shvius Bisman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, we can collect. Quite a remarkable twist of the Tumim. And therefore, the Tumim says, you can understand very well why someone might say that the fact is, Ichov is in fact collectible because the Ramban explained as the Pshat of Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan is still entitled to this opinion, to be passing like Rabbonim, but the rest of the Poskim, all the other Poskim, passing like Rebbe. So passed like Rebbe, Shmidim Zazer is the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim is also in Masa. So writes the Tumim. Now, boss, we're going to move from the Gemara Masechta Gittin to Gemara Masechta Makas. I'm not sure if you all have Makas in front of you. If you don't, I'm sure you can find one. It's in the Otzer as well. So, Masechta Makas Dav Gimel Amud Beis. There are two sugyas about Shemitah in Makas Dav Gimel. Many times, I learned Makas in Yeshiva. You're familiar with them a little bit. Okay? Makas Ebosai Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is the following, Shaila. Mo wants to know, what about the din of someone who lends money for 10 years? So the last line of Amud Aleph says, Hamavas chaver leshashanim shvias misham tosam. Shvias knocks it off. Top line. Afal gav da hash lo karina be lo yigos. You can't collect it. It's not until 10 years. Doesn't matter. Sof osu li de lo yigos. No. Rashi. Afal gav top Rashi. Give him the base. Afagav the hashta b'shvius lo karina b'lo yigol shereyim bol and nuxo b'lo shvius nami enu yochol because it's 10 years lo aminan kevet lo karina b'lo yigos lo karina b'shamot to sof osli day lo yigos fachem ishtameh b'kro lo yigos b'zmano esreyu ki kora shmita kona lachem. Okay, this is the first view. Iga the army, 10 lines later, the other way around. Ein shvius misham tosu. I will ultimately come lo yigos right now. So the whole pilpul in poskim, how do we paskin? Should we paskin mishamit or not mishamit? Rabbi Osai, if you don't mind, open to the rush in Simon Gimel in Masechta Makas. Please turn to the back. The rush Simon Gimel. Yes. Could be, but let's see what the rush says about it. The rush has a lot to say in Perek Aleph. Masechta Makas, Simon Gimel. Some say this way, some say that way. The bottom line, after the whole discussion back and forth, the rush was the following statement. Umiyu, in our print it's in bold. Umiyu, nire, it's after the nun of the Pupula Charifta. Umiyu, nire, talocha chalishna basra, the pasha, the masnisin, the messiah, the lishna basra. Etc. The old here, yeah, it's critical. The shvius bezman hazeh the rabbanon, the azlina and the kula. Chaykosta the rama the ramban. Whoa, shvius bezman hazeh is the rabbanon. Remarkable. Says the Beis Yosef. Fundamentally, we're discussing over here an iser of. Loigos. Take a look at the Pupula Charifta quotes the Beis Yosef verbatim in Os Samach. Kaza Beis Yosef, Vim Toma, Pas Mesfeke de Mamona, Aslina Lukula le Nitba. When that we have Amotze Mechavel of Araya. So the Lova should say, listen, it's a Suffolk, you can't resolve the Suffolk, I keep the money. Says the Beis Yosef, Vachavi Ipcha Kula le Tovea, Nioli, the time of Mishun, the Shemitah Isurai, Umekile and Lotinik. Came in the rabbanon ibis manazeh. V'nei din afkamina in mamona. Havi churmer le nitba. Mikomakom. Came in the bi'ikora de dina. Lo osil le mibora im afkina mamona mehagavra. Elin isura. Is the malva bound by lo yigos. Inoga shvius ilo. Le kula naktina kene really. Brilliant. It's considered to be isur. Therefore, it's sveka de rabbanon le kula. And the Malva may collect the money. Now, this stands in stark contrast to a statement which is found in the footnotes on the bottom of the Beis Yosef, here in Simon Samach Zion. The footnotes, beautiful footnotes in the New Torah, beautiful footnotes. They quote over here, footnote, Kuf Yud Ches. He quotes in this footnote that the Rabbeinu Yerucham passing like a Lishnakama. Lishnakama. And some explain that the Rabbi Yerucham passed like the Lishnakama, that it is Mishamet, because he says, Rav Alphus lo hevi echem en alashonos, nira de posek Lishnakama, the Shvias Mishamtasa. Why? The Iser who? In fact, Beis Yosef, the other way around. If it's Iser, we follow Kula de Rabbana. The fact that the Rif left it out and presumably holds a Lishnakama for Keret, he says, Keva de Nafkali, Minon Yer Mamona, U Mesafkalan, Ke Lishna Naktinan, because Savik de Mamona, Davi Churma le Tovea, Vakula de Nitpa, that's the Pshah. Rabbi Yeruchim got it exactly backwards. Exactly backwards. Footnote, he quotes over here as follows. Look, Rabbi Yeruchim holds like this. From the perspective of the Malveh, the Sfek of the Rabbanon, he's allowed to take the money. But wait a minute. The Lomar says, I'm not giving it to you. Hamotzi mechaveh ol haraya. You can't take the money from me. So he quotes on the bottom from the Chabina Rav, Dova of Meisharim, what a remarkable idea. He said like this. The Malveh says, I want the money. The Lomar says, I don't know, maybe Shvius knocks off a debt, you know the payment date, due date is after Shemitah is over. Says the Chabina, it's considered Mesupuk im havi kaparalo. I'm considered as if I'm in doubt whether I in effect paid you. I obviously didn't pay you, but if Shemitah knocked it off, it's as if I paid you. Says the Shemitah Rav, it's like eini odeyem praticho. In other words, if I borrow money, you ask me for money, and I respond, I don't remember if I ever borrowed the money from you. Even though you're a bori and I'm a shema, I don't have to pay. Uki mamona b'cheskas moritz, machlokas amaram, it's we pass. But if you say that I owe you money, and I say I owed you the money for sure, I'm not sure if I paid you back. I do have to pay. That's the Shavin, that's what I went over here. I owed you the money for sure, and now I'm the equivalent of I'm not sure if I paid you back. It's not literal. He certainly didn't pay him back. That's what he says. Others disagree. He says he's wrong. It's any day in this chayafti. Because if Shemitah knocked it off, I have no chiv in the first place. So that's just an interesting idea which is found over here in the Chabina Rav. And many disagree with him, but I'm just mentioning it in passing. Fine. Yeah.
Can we give maybe a right to what the Chabina Rav says, that the Rambam says that he needs to tell him the Shemitah name,
Kuban right. Niftarta, right. Not lo parati, niftarta. It's a big difference. Niftarta means that you became putter for me even without paying. Right? Not that I paid. So it's a bit of, it's not exactly the same thing. But okay, I hear what you're saying. Come to the Mishnah Rishona and ask the following question. The Mishnah Rishona is on the comment on the very first Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Shavuos. Discusses this very same idea. He quotes the Gemara that we saw in the Flam of Zion Masech Tegit, that what? The Rabbi Yochanan did not collect the money. When doubt, not some master to collect money. Umikan koshali ala Rosh perakamah demakas af gimel. What did the Rosh say? Sefeka derabana lakula. Wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan went lechumra and did not collect the money. What did Beis Yosef answer? Well, it's a suffix in Easter, not a suffix in Mammon. Wait a minute. It's against Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan should have said, it's a suffix in Easter, in the case of Milva Bishtar, and let the Malveh collect the money. Gives a beautiful answer. Beautiful answer. He says as follows. How can you take money away? Ze Tzarechin. So the Mishnah Rishon, in fact, gives no answer. He gives no answer. So, if you look at the footnote here, on the bottom of the Torah, gives a very beautiful answer. I'll read you his answer. Bishlo makan geder hamamon boru. The monetary status we know. Tuchov shizman pirono chalach hashvius. The facts are known. Vasafek im chov kazeh bichlal dina delotigos. Is a suffek within shvius is isura. Fine. Avosham begitin has suffek bedine mamanis im chov zeh kegovu yolo. It's a choshen mishpat question. V'after nafkamina lemaisa legabe din shvius isura. Because of Rabbi Yochanan, the came and the be'etzem mahusa have a sveka de mamona. Dina the osnif shedas have a klali sveka de mamona. Beautiful. What is Horus? Beautiful. It's a great answer to the question of the Mishnah Rishona. Who do we have to thank for this? Give your names. The anonymous Horus tells over here, Orochim. Oh. Maybe I have a close friend who's one of the Orochim. Have Tzvi Gartner. Maybe he's the one who gave the Seretz. I don't know. There are 10 other names associated here, but one of them came up with this beautiful Teretz. I think it's a very good Teretz. Kain Nira. Right? Not everything in the Haaretz we have to agree with, but this one I think is very good. Again, when it comes to Gittin Lamed Zayin, it's fundamentally a question of monetary matters. Shtal Obelibus Kagavi Dami Paskin Amosim Mechavel Avaraya. Right? So therefore the money is not paid. Here, there's no question Choshen Mishpah. We know the facts. It's due in 10 years from now. Now Shemitah comes in the interim. It's only a question of Yisura. So therefore, Svega the Yisura, the Rabbanon, the Kul. Adkan, I think it's a very, very nice answer. Fine. Very nice answer. Interestingly, in this beautiful Sefer called Shemitah's Ksafim, Baruch Tzvi Cohen, Shalita, I'll give you page numbers if you want to look it up later on. On page Kuf Chof Vav, he says, he quotes his Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel Razovsky, Rosh Yeshiva Panovich. He says as follows: any chov which is nishma because of the Issur of Lo Yigos, here is a suffix derabbanan. If there's Lo Yigos or not, we pass on the Kula. There's no Issur. Memela ein Hashmata Sachov. Because the question still remains. Very nice, it's a Suffolk Issur, but let's say Suffolk Mammon. No, the Suffolk Mammon goes together with the Suffolk Issur. If the Issur is resolved that to the Malva's benefit, Svei Rabbanon the Kuli can collect, not only is there no Lo Yigos, but there's no cancellation of the debt either. That's what he says. Oh, fine. Interestingly, he quotes over the Sefer Shar Mishpat, famous Sefer Choshen Mishpat, who claims that the Rosh holds like the Urayim. For those who don't remember, the Urayim is the one who said there's no cancellation of the debt. The Malve is required to say Meshamadin to forgive it. The Mela, the question falls away by itself. What was the question? The question was, very nice in the Loyigas on the Malve's part, the Lova shouldn't have to pay the money. And the answer is the Lova has no such option. The Lova has an obligation until the Malve says no thank you. And therefore, it would answer the question that way. Now, is this correct? I'm sure Razovsky says it's incorrect. He says, no. Even the Urayim won't help you over here. What does the Urayim say? Does the Urayim say that I have a mitzvah to be meshamet? Now, when we use the word mitzvah as opposed to the word chova, a mitzvah is between me and Hashem, and a chova is between me and somebody else. Follow me? We have this sometimes in our bezin. You want to tell someone to give a get. So there are four levels. Four levels. The lowest level is mumlatz legaresh. It's recommended to give a divorce. The next level is mitzvah legaresh. You have an obligation, tashem, to divorce your wife. The next level is chovah legaresh. That means you have an obligation to your wife to divorce her. The highest level is kofin legaresh. Which, you know, as we don't do this in this country. As I told you before, I mentioned this yesterday again. But there's a difference between a mitzvah and a chova. Mitzvah is to Hashem and a chova is to another person. So the Reb Shmuel claims, even according to the Reim, no, it's not just a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv ha-malva la-love. And the love is a baldin to demand that the malva be mashmit. That's what the Reim said. The malva asks him for the money, come to a din Torah, and forced him to say, Mishamanani. And he proves it from the Gemara and Aflamat Zainam and Bezenkit. Neman Adam Lomar, Pruzbol Hoyoliv Ovad. You saw the Gemara both sides? Getting Aflamat Zainam and Bez. What does it say? Let's look at it for a minute. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says the Gemara. A person is believed towards right before the Mishnah, but a small dalet is. Neman Adam Lama Prusbul Harli Bid Avim Mimeni My Taima Keva the Tzkinu Rabban and Prusbul Lo Shavek Hetera VeOchal Isura. He probably wrote a Prusbul. He's believed. Says him Shmuel. Wait a minute. If someone tells me I should put on tefillin, I say, put on tefillin. I'm believed. It's between me and God. No one has any tainus to me. This whole assumption of the Gemara is an adversarial relationship between two people. And what is credibility or not? You see, clearly, it's not just a mitzvah to Hashem to be mashed with the dead. It's a chova towards the lover. Okay? Pashut. And that's why the question is, we have in the back and forth, someone had a prusbul, there was no prusbul, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. So we paskin psach picha le'ilein. What does psach picha le'ilein mean? The Besdin will say, the person is in a sense mute. He doesn't know. So the Gemara tells us over here, we say for the malveh, psach picha le'ilein, we open the mouth of the mute in order to, in effect, represent him. This indicates that this is something which is right here. That Flamin Zayin Mabay is right with the next line. The next line says, "Amalei meet." The person comes and says, "I want the money," and the lova says, "I'm not paying." It's shmita to shmita, and the malva says nothing. Kagon zep sach picha lilim. We say, "Prus b'loya lechava avad." We put these words into his mouth. You can't do that in Bin Adalach Lamokom. Clearly, the Bin Adalach Haveiro dynamic over here. He quotes an addition from the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, Shlomka Berman, Zal, the stipulous son-in-law, who says, the Gemara on Naf Makas, the next Gemara, Bosa, we're going to come to it at length. Makas Tav Gimel Amud Beis. Let's go there one more time for today. Makas Gimel Amud Beis. Give a look. Makas Gimel Amud Beis. We learned the first sugya on that daf, which is about someone who says it's a loan for 10 years. It's another gemara. The gemara of Gimel Beis goes further and says, Rabosai, the last few narrow lines. Omar Shmuel Omar Lachaver Amanash Lo Tishpetein Shvius Shvius Mishametes. His words don't work. Why? Why? Says the gemara. He's mas na mashakosu b'tor. To know bottle. Master Mashkos of the Torah is to know bottle. It's a nice bottle. However, the Gemara concludes a little later on, the last narrow line, or the first somewhat wider line. Hokanami, Amanash lo tishmeteni. Bashvius and Shvius Misham Tosa. Amanash Latishmateni Shvius, Shvius Madam Tosa. What's he saying? That the laws of Shvius should not apply? You can't go against the Torah. That you the lover will in effect forgive your rights as far as Shemitah is concerned. That does work. This indicates clear as day. There's a relationship between the lova and the malva over here. So how can the Yireim say what he says? It's a mitzvah of the alma and the malva. So what does it do with the davar shebemamon? The Gemara has a whole discussion over here that the davar shebemamon says to know kaya. What kind of davar shebemamon over here? It's nothing to do with davar shebemamon. That's the question which is raised against the Yireim. Against the Yireim. An excellent question. Okay, says Asher L'Shlomo, you see clearly from here that there's a monetary connection between Malva and Lover, even according to the Yireim. It's not just a mitzvah, it's a chova. Very, very important to understand this distinction. Okay, Rabosai? Fine. This is important. Let's now turn to Mishnah Beis. We spent time on Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Now we turn to Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis.
So, the borrowing effectively, when you against his rights.
Yes, he may. The Baalei, yeah, he says, Amanah shelo tashmiteni b'shvius. In other words, the Malve tells the Lover, I'm lending you $100 on the condition that you will not come after shvius and say that the debt is canceled. If it's phrased in that fashion, not that the Torah's rules won't apply, that you and I have a separate deal. We'll discuss at some length as we go on this week, or the next few days, what is the precise definition of that obligation on the part of the Lover not to exercise his rights for Shemit. Fine. Rabbosai, Mishnah Beis. What does it say in Mishnah Beis? Mishnah Beis. Perek Yud and Shvius, Mishnah Beis. Let's see. Hamal v'la mashko. End of the Mishnah. V'amose shtaros of lebezdin einan mishamtin. Okay. Very nice. Where does this come from? Where does this come from? Says the Rash. What's it based upon? Moses Shteros of the Bezdin. Where does it come from? Has to be a source. Moses. Thank you. Moses Shteros of the Bezdin. Where does it come from? Must be a source. So he quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, at the end of Halacha Aleph, the last line in the Rash, Hamos Shos Lebezin Mefarsh B'Yushalmi Dichsiv Dvorim Tetzvav Hashayir Lecha Esachicha Tashman Yadecha V'lo Hamos Shteros Lebezin. Okay, Mefarsh Mitzchaza. Very nice. What does it mean? Well, if this Yerushalmi exists, we should look it up. Let's look up the Yerushalmi or the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi. So from Hashem, we have Yerushalmi here with the Mefarshim. So on this Mishnah, very good Mishnah Beis, the Mefarshim Yerushalmi say as follows. Those who have the Yerushalmi in your Otsa should please look inside. It's the first page in the Yerushalmi very good, because in the Yerushalmi the first two Mishnahs are together. So the Marav Fulda says, "Ashayir lechas echicha, prat the Moses Shteros of the Bezdin, Shabezdin yesh lahem ze hachov etz alochiv." What does that mean? It means, "Ashayir lechas echicha tashmi yadech." What does that mean? Yilecha, I have it. Es echicha, something which my brother owes me. I have to give it up on Shemitah. Once I get the Shad of Bezdin, I don't have it anymore. I don't have it anymore. The Bezdin has the Chov. So the Bezdin may collect. That's the Marav Fulda. Pnei Moshe says, Moshe shows the Bezdin, V'yom Olehem, Atem Gvuli Chovi, Enem Meshavet Echsiv, V'ashayir Lecha Asachicha, V'zeh, this guy, Bezdin Tov and also. Bezdin collect the money. So the Marav Fulda emphasizes the fact that the debt is in the hands of Bezdin, and the Pnei Moshe emphasized the fact that the Bezdin is going to be the collection agency. They're going to collect it. A slightly different nuance. Rebosa. A bit different. Fundamentally the same, but a little bit different. Now the Gemara discusses this in Masechta Gittin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Give a look, Rebosa. Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say? Last few lines of Daf. Hamosa shows the Bezdin. Bishta Hamosa shows the Bezdin. The last few narrow lines. Why? The Tafsi Lehu Beidina. What does that mean? It can mean either what the Marav Fulda said, what the Pnei Moshe said, what did Rashi say? The Tafsi Lehu Beidina. The Hefkeron Hefker. Whoa. The Gabi Mabal or Karina Bey Loigos. See, Rashi introduced a much more powerful expression. Hefkeron Hefker. What is that all about? Why did he have to say that? It's like a nuclear bomb. Hefka Bezin Hefka. It's not clear to me why Rashi had to say that. Perhaps the fourth interpretation, there's all sorts of different nuances. Yeah?
Isn't Rashi holds in Machus that there's no difference between principle and
system? Very good. So Rashi Lishi Tosi is saying. Right. Rashi, as we'll see, holds that principle and Moses is almost identical. And with respect to With respect to Prusbul, the Gemara says explicitly, it's based on Hefka, based on Hefka. The Rashi has a maximalist, it even works for the Raisa. So therefore, since the Rashi of the Shitaso, since Prusbul, the Gemara invokes explicitly Hefka, based on Hefka, and these two are almost identical, you have to invoke it over here as well. Okay, very good. Good pshat. Good pshat. Excellent pshat. Okay, the Rashi of the Shitaso. The Rashi Sirlio has a somewhat different interpretation over here. He says as follows. That's what he says. Most ashores of the best. Okay? He says, who says that? He quotes Rashi. Okay? He implies that the Gemara Yerushalmi is not the same as the Babel. That's the implication of the Rashi Tzuli over here on the Mishnah itself. Let's take a look towards the end of Halacha Aleph, where the Yerushalmi discusses this issue. It's a very long Halacha Aleph, so in this print. Okay. Here, the last line. That's different. What does that mean? So the Rashi says, Sir Leo says, it seems to have the following interpretation. What does that mean? What do the words mean? It's not completely clear. It's a machlokes. Bavli versus Yerushalmi doesn't say exactly why. Oh. Now, we're not going any further for the moment. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, it's Moses Shteros of the Bezin. Who collects the money? Physically. Who takes the money out of the hand of the lover?
Shliach Bezin.
So Otniel is a purist. He says, Shliach Bezin. That's not the Pashup Shat in the Sugi. The Pashup Shat in the Sugi is once the person is we'll see what the means, what the words mean. He's Moses Shteros of the Bezdin. Does he give it to him physically? Does he give it to him in the hand? Does he give it to him in the hand? Not necessarily. So of course the question becomes, if he didn't give it to him in the hand, so then how can he in fact collect the money? Afal pi, I'm reading page Kuflamates. Shebepoel ha-malva nigash Lalova Ligvoso. Eina also can the Bishlichus Bezdin. So you're right and you're wrong, Othiel. It's the Malva himself, Bishlichus Bezdin. You said Shlichus Bezdin Sam. No, it's Bishlichus Bezdin. Fine. It's interesting on both sides. It's an automatic mino, you know. We discussed that when we had to talk about Osu Bezdin, Mamma and Shmita's Kaka, they were man of the owner of the field. Here they were man of the owner of the money. The Bartanura. In this parish in the Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hay, has a line about this. And he says as follows. He says, but Moshe Shteros of the Bezdin, and explaining how it works. Let's see if it's here, maybe somewhere else. Second. Has an expression which indicates that perhaps we should consider once you gave the shtar to Bezdin, it's kegavui. It's a nupsha. It's already collected. It's already collected. It's as if it's collected already. If it's collected already, then of course there's no problem. This is the implication of here of the Rav. Alright? This is the phrase which is quoted. So there are many interpretations, Rabbi Osei, many interpretations along these lines. That's the Ritva says Beferish in Mesechta Gittin. The Ritva says, excuse me, Mesechta Makas. The Ritva says Mesechta Makas. What's the pshat? Govui ve'omeru. It's already collected. It's collected. Okay? Fine. Now, Rabbi Osei, let's see the relationship between Prusbul and Moses Shteros. Open to the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Please open up. Lamed Vav now. The beginning of the sugya. Meikam midi de medoraisa meshamed of the shviris v'tikin hilah the love meshamed. What is supposed to say? What is supposed to say? Hashal a boy rabba l'shnuya ha-kusha d'hefker bez and hefker. He shouldn't have done it since it's a doraisa. Why is it drasha? What did Yishami say? No. Shouldn't have made a takana. Watch this. Lilamed lasos came. Shabitl bikach hashmadus ktofim. Shetziv satorah. That's Tosha Sheet. We'll come back in a second. Uvekuntus pirish. The Rava koi namil shenuya pircha dehocha. Udrasha the sifri. Ikara amilval amalval amashkin. The most of Shirozov, Havi Mitam Hefker Bez and Hefker. They quoted the same pasuk for both. The real reason you need the pasuk is for what? Mabal Amashka. But most of Shirozov, the Bezdin, is based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, according to Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. Fine. Comes out, Rabosai. It's interesting that the Tosas Harosh says, Tosas implies it. What is Tosas Lashon? What's Tosas Lashon? Lo hoya lo lasos takona lo lamed lasos kain. Get an impression that the principle is just telling you, get the Tosas Harosh there or something. It just tells you to do what you could have done without Hillel. Hillel's just giving good advice. Thank you. He's giving good legal advice. There exists a concept of Moses, the Rosh of Lebezin. So Hillel is popularizing it, making a thing called the Prusbul, which is just a shortcut, you know, it's an easy form. You know, the government gives it easy forms. Prusbul is the most assurance of the Bezdin. But it says as follows. This is what he seems to be saying, that all the Prusbul does is it takes an existing concept, right? Called Prusbul, called Moshos Lebezdin, and what shouldn't he have done? Limanos lasos takana lamed lachol lasos came, but she bought lashmatos tzafim she sifts the Torah. So he says more or less what our Tosa said. What does Tosa say? Lohayel lasos takana lamed lasos came she bitl bekachas lashmatos tzafim she sifts the Torah. So it's even a little bit more explicit in the Tosa Russian than our regular Tosfos. That all Prusbul really is, what is Prusbul? Prusbul is only, you're taking a pre-existing notion of Mesiris Shtaris, which exists in Midaraisa, and you're just implementing it. That's all. That's all it is. Okay? Fine. However, that's only one possibility in the Tosfos HaRosh. There's other possibilities in the Tosfos HaRosh itself. What's that? Listen very carefully on both sides. There are many possibilities. One is to assume that both Moses Shtaros of Lebezin and Prusbul are really Doraisa. Because they're fundamentally one and the same. Inami, second shot. Dafka Moses Shtaros of Lebezin hu de'ena mishamin. Vloba Moser Chovosov. I have to actually give my shtar physically, give it to the Bezdin. That's the Raisa. But if I just say to Bezdin orally, or even give a piece of paper called Prusbul, if I don't give the actual shtar to the Bezdin, that doesn't work with the Raisa. Inami, Ika Drasha the Sifri Amalvala Mashkin, Karim Ashulachir of Yodecha, Ava Moses Shtaros of the Bezdin, Asmach to be Alma, Tamashim Hefker. How do you like that? Here's three pshatim. Is the pshat they're both daraisa? Is the pshat Moshe Shtaros is daraisa, but Prusbul is the rabbanon? Or it's all the rabbanon? Three in a row. The Tosas is not so clear, but the Tosas has Tosas and Rashi. But he spells it out. Tosas Rashi the Maslam Yigamini. The famous three different shitas. Fine. Not Rabosai. I'll give you a practical distinction between one and the other. Not mine, I didn't make it up. The Beis Yosef quotes it from the Sefer HaTrumas, and it's a bit complex, and I recommend that you can see the Sefer HaTrumas yourself. You either get, maybe still have online capabilities, but if not, it's printed in its entirety. Just pick up that Sefer, so just look at the top one. Let's show it to the Chevra. The Sefer course is called Shmitas Ksav and Kilchas of Rabbi Shneur from Bnei Brak. In the back has the entire, I think it's called Shar Mem Hei, the Sefer HaTrumas, which the Beis Yosef quotes in part here. Hamosah Shterosah Bebezin Eina Meshametis. Kosah Bala Trumas Shar Mem Hei Simen Yud Aleph. Venirali. Hamosah Shterosah Bebezin Eino Kinyon HaPruzbul. Oh. Obviously it's a distinction. It doesn't hold from either the first or third Pshat in the Rosh, the middle Pshat he holds from. Presumably one's the Raisa, one's the Rabbana. Shapruzbul Eino Moel. Catch us now. Ela Bechutzlarz. Ve'eino ela bebezin choshuv. Ve'yafal gab dechsid bepruzbul. We'll see later. Mosrani lechem kach. Mosrani lechem. Kach haya omer. Avalo haya moser. It reminds me of the joke they say. You know, we on Yom Kippur we say v'kach haya omer. Right? And we also have v'kach haya mona. The fundraisers say, from the Kachaya Omer to the Kachaya Mona can be a long distance. See, he pledges till he actually counts out the money. That just reminds you of this. He says over here, he says, Kachaya Omer, I'm a lawyer, Mosa. He says, I'm giving you the shtar, but he didn't give the shtar to the best. Vizema Shehekler Amigamliel. That's what that means. I'm a Moser Chozak Umoel Yosemi Prusbul, Vyachal Lios Hafili Behed Yotos, Ho Vyu Shlosha Bne Adam. Kach nirali b'emes, end quote. He's clearly saying is that the prusbul is held to a higher standard, a much more chashuv b'bez. Now, we should take a look at Rabbi Yosef and see the Gemara to what she's referring. The Gemara has over here that flamen of Abba b'bez in Masech to Gittin. Tosh, my halfway down. Oma Shmuel, lo kasvinan prusbul ala ibe b'edina de sura, ibe b'edina de nahardah. Or, Kirab Amid Ravasi, Dalimi Lafkui Mamona. What this means is, on a simple level, is that Prusbul is based on Hefker Bezin Hefker. You need a Bez that's strong enough. Hefker Bezin Hefker. Rabbi Sai, you know, we arrogate these rights for ourselves when it comes to water bottles. The guy should take it on the bus. The three of us say, you'd be passing that the water bottles are Hefker. You know, I mean, if push comes to shove, you know, we're not such a high madrega of a Bezin over here. But, To be a mafka mamona of people, millions of dollars, they have to have, you know, a real koach. Oh, says the Bala Trumas, that's a prizbul, because prizbul is based upon hefker bezin hefker. But most of shteros are the bezin. So din daraisa. Any three guys I give it to, it's good enough. That's the fundamental point. Of course, the question becomes chutzlaretz. Chutzlaretz? What's this? A mitzvah tluy baretz? What's going on? Are you kidding? This is raised by the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaTrumas. One of the most famous Mefarshim is called the Gidule Truma. It's printed in every standard Sefer HaTrumas. But I should tell you that Sefer HaTrumas, don't confuse the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTrumas are Baruch from the Bali HaTosis, the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Sefer HaTrumos from the Chachmei Sra, the time of the Ramban. It's unfortunate people get confused. Sefer HaTruma, Sefer HaTrumos, and they often, they're quoted interchangeably. It's a whole confusion. You have to understand it. Like the Tashbetz. There's two Tashbetzes. There's the Tashbetz, the Talmud of Maharami Rutenberg, he wrote all of his Hanhagas. And there's Shuvas HaTashbetz, Chacham Sfarni, Shimshim Bat Tzadok, who lives in a different part of the world, a different time of the world. People get it, that's their. Rabbi, you put out a safe and try to find a name that no one else has, at least that no one in your circle has. They'll confuse it with somebody else. I have a safe that's called Am Mordechai. I thought I was the first one in history. No, I found out later, they showed me some kind of Bible. There's another name, someone else put another name by that name. But I think he had a schmitching between the ayin and the mem, which I don't have, so maybe I'm the first. I don't know. Based on the pasuk in the Gilas Esther, that's where I got the title from. So you get your, there's not so many Otniel, so if you put out a sefer, you won't have to work too hard to find an original title. If your name is Elio, it becomes more complicated. All right, so you'll figure it out. Anyway, try not to get confused. Okay, so he has over here from the Gidulei Truma on the Sefer Truma. What? Chutzlarts? How can that be? Chutzlarts is absolutely irrelevant when it comes to Shmidas Ksof. We know that. Hechem Atzinu Chiluk Ben Arts Chutzlarts Shmidin Prusbul. It's ridiculous. Venire Lobo Aloshin Bediktuk Vakavana She'eno Noeg Ela Bizman Hazet She'en Yisrael Yoshin Alad Masam. Vashmita be derabbanan, and to shmita is derabbanan, yovel is derabbanan, sheshmita itself is derabbanan. Avla Moser shtara ohani gam bezman sheshmita be doraisa. That's a very liberal interpretation of the words of the Sefer Trumas, but it makes the most sense. It's the easiest way out. So when the lashon of the Sefer Trumas quoted by the Beis Yosef is prusbul and the mol ela bechutzart, chutzart. It applies in Eretz Yisrael too. You know why? Because Eretz Yisrael today is also quote unquote chutzlars. There's no shmita d'oraisa. A stretch. But the alternative seems to be unthinkable. Who interpreted it literally? Ayin Yamshel Shlomo Gidin Perek Dalet Simon Memhei the Masel D'Tanan. Sure. We have Yamshel. Actually, we have two Yamshel Shlomos. I don't know how we have two sets. They're both there on the shelf towards the bottom there. Bottom right. You look it up yourself. He says no. You know, chutzos is kipshuto. How can that be? He holds our both sides. We pass like Rabbanan the Rebbe. Shvita b'zman hazeh is the rice. And like Tosfos, the Rava says, hefker bezin hefker, only according to Rebbe. So therefore, put two and two together, guess what? Shvita will not work. Excuse me, prusbul will not work. Can't work. If you put these two propositions together, number one, it only works according to Rebbe. Number two, we don't follow Rebbe, it's not going to work. It's Pashup Shat.
What's the generic Ah.
So why is it work in Chutzlaret? He has an amazing Cheshita that Shmita stuff in Chutzlaret is the Rabbanon, even if it's the Rice in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Marshal, Yamshel Shlomo, interpreted the same truth. And he said he's absolutely wrong on three counts. Three strikes. One, you pass like Rebbe. Two, you pass like Rashi. That even according to Hefker Bezin works according to everybody. And three, there's no distinction between Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laaretz. And it makes no sense. What? Hillel lived in Eretz Yisrael and make a takana for Chutz Laaretz? He says the whole thing makes no sense. I think the answer Rabbo says is as follows. And if you look at the hint, you can find hints over here in this beautiful Sefer on page Kuf Mem Beis, that the Balatrumas held like an earlier Godel, the Ria Bartzaloni. Who was the Ria? What did the Ria Bartzaloni say? Shmitas Ksofim Bizman Azeh is only in Eretz Yisrael. Wow. What? How can that possibly be? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The Rebbe Bartzaloni said so. Sefer Iter quotes it. It's all found there. He quotes all of them. Quotes about Rebbe Bartzaloni, quotes the Iter, quotes Sefer Trumas. Shmidas Ksafim is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. If you think this is insane, the Ramah basically said so. Ramah quotes the Trumas Adeshin, Simon Dalachin, we have that over here too. We paskins, Alokha Lemaisa. Shmidas Ksafim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And in nearby areas, Mekomos HaKrovim, as we know when it comes to Trumas and Maisers. Pilei Ploye Mamch. That's what he quotes. Now, if you held like the Rebbe Bartzaloni proper, it's impossible. Then what do you need this prusbul for? Prusbul works in Chutz Laaretz. Chutz, you don't need a prusbul. There's no Shmita at all. Couldn't possibly hold that way. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that the Baal HaTrumas is L'shitos. Because he quotes, this is in Shar Mem Hei, Simon Yud Aleph, but in Shar Mem Hei, Simon Dalid, he quotes the famous Shuva of the Baal HaMorah, which he spoke about from the very beginning of the summer. The Baal HaMorah is the one which is cited by those who claim that we don't have to keep Shemitah's Karka nowadays, because it's going to derive it to be this Chassidus, and the Baal HaMorah holds the same way, and the Meiri has such an opinion. It's all the Chachmei Provancia. That's what they have to say, that opinion. But what exactly did the Baal HaMorah say? We don't know. We only know it from the tshuva found in the Sefer Trumas. So look it up. And parts of it are quoted in this Sefer, Shemitah Ksofim. The entirety can be found in the Sefer Shemitah Ksofim Kilchasa. I'll give you some of the highlights. Page Ayin in the Sefer. The whole source that we know is very important. And here's a creed. I got stuck with the Balamor because I didn't appreciate one little nuance. I should have figured it out right away. It's a citation verbatim. Od yesh mi sha'omer. Somebody else says, anonymous, quote about a Balamor. Shame'acha she'en raya la'ashmata s'ksofim shenog b'zman hazeh b'chutz l'aretz. Elo b'maisa da Abba Bar Marta, Abba Bar Menyumi. Naflam ha'zayim ha'bezen gittin. That's all we have. Everything else is Mishnayos and Eretz Yisrael. Ein lanu lilmod halacha l'maisa l'kayotze bo. Okay, that's the only source. What's wrong with that source? From the Rohim, Abba Bar Marta lohoya b'datal likonis tefnim m'shua sadin. Abba Bar Marta, who's the lover, was going to keep the money. Even though it's the thin assurance of them to say, Afal Piken, he wasn't going to go that way. No. 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 Sherei lo'omah ha'piken, ela b'tachbula she'arma, they forced him into it. They sent Abai, went over to him and asked him, bah, 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 bah. Where was he? It's a mission of Phereshus. Rucham no'chimenu. For Afal Piken, Lo rotz alasas nachasru l'chachamim. Strange about an Amora. Says the Baal Amora from the Yesh Omrin. Im kol zela potter asim mitchila shlo lahavzir amos ad shehichziv amalo rabba mishamanani. Lo madem izeh shekein roi l'chol odom lasos shlo yipotter asmo v'yad shiyachziv v'yomalo amal v'mishamanani. So therefore, what is he saying over here? Even in Chutz Laretz, there is a measure of Shmitas Ksafin. Aye. Hamar zechov lechaveru b'shvius. The mashma chazara b'di'evet. Aval eino zokuk b'tchila lahachzir. You're not required to go over to the Malveh in the Mishnah. Yeshana lahashiv. Mishta Seinu lo nishes elav Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah is very powerful. The lover can stay home. Obez man chosen Shviyas nohekas Tvar Torah. Then it applies to Chutz Laretz equally. Avo bez man hazeh v'chutz Laretz lo nilmod alim imasad Abba Bar Marta shu dimayof l'nishalafanein. His case over there. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? Shemitah is very powerful in Eretz Yisrael. The lover can stay home. Need not wait for the Malva to say Meshamanani. In Chutz Laretz, Shemitah is weaker, and therefore the lover should go over to the Malva, wait till he says Meshamanani. But since Shemitah, again, it's chazir again. Shemitah is stronger in Eretz Yisrael than it is in Chutz Laretz. The stronger the Shemitah is, who does that favor? The lover, right? The stronger Shemitah, am I correct? We have our math right? The stronger the Shemitah is, it favors the lover. So what's the Baal HaMor saying? Chazir again. Chazir is only been the Yevet. HaMavzir. He didn't have to go. He could have stayed home. The lover is in a more powerful position. He can stay home. That's in Eretz Yisrael. When Chutz Laretz, Shemitah is the rice in Eretz Yisrael. So it's the rice Chutz Laretz too. But now in Chutz Laretz, it's only the Rabbanon. And a weaker the Rabbanon. All you have to do is, again, because Shemitah is weaker, the lover is not in such an advantageous position. He is required to go over to the Malvin. He's required to go over to the Malva. Okay? The Malva is required to say, Mishamanani. Right? And then, given that situation, you know, if you wanted to do the right thing, you should give the money back after PK. Yes, yes, no, no. This is what the Baal HaMor quotes from a Yesh Omrin. It's important to understand This is not the Baal HaMor's own opinion. It took me a very long time to figure this one out. That's serious Baal HaMor, until I realized this is the Baal HaMor quoting a Yesh Misha Omer. It's clear in the Baal HaMor itself. You can look the tshuva up beferish, and the whole thing is found again in that Sefer Shemitah Sukkot Kilchos. Fine. The Baal HaMor himself holds no. Lo nagu lishtamed kesofim klal. Zero. He compares it to Amanash lo tashmitei de b'shvias. Zero. So there are two approaches found in the Baal HaTrumas. The Baal HaMor himself, there's no Shemitah b'zman hazeh, and by the way, he doesn't even say Midas Chassidus. The Rambam said Midas Chassidus. Rambam didn't even say that. This whole tumul with the Mishnah test and Lamed Zayin, that's a Yesh Misha Omer. That's not his own Shita. According to that Shita of the Yesh Misha Omer, I believe that's the basis for what the Baal HaTrumah says in Shaar Yud Aleph. That a Prusbul, Rabosai, a Prusbul can work only in Chutz Lortz and not in Eretz Yisrael, because we just said before, Shemitah is not so powerful in Chutz Lortz as it is in Eretz Yisrael. That's what I understood. Because he says the word in the Baal HaTrumah, Kemosha B'Yarnu. And you look and you know, Kemosha B'Yarnu, I assume refers to what he said in Shaar Dalet, which is the Yesh Omrim that the Baal HaMor had. Not the Baal HaMor himself. Baal HaMor himself, you don't need a Prusbul Chutz Lortz. It's a Yesh Misha Omer. There are two different levels of Shemitah. A stronger one and a weaker one. Kein Nir Alip Shat in the Baal HaTrumah. So look it up and you tell me if you think I'm right. Fine. Question. The Minchas Chinuch always has these beautiful questions. Delicious questions. Rabbosu, anyone ever learn Sanhedrin over here? Who learned Sanhedrin? So you know, Midoraisa, you had to pass it. It didn't tell you, you have to have some of smicha. Not a Wayu smicha, but Mechilas Kvozchem. A smicha ishri piyish at Moshe Rabbein. There's a concept of called Shlichu Sayaka of Dina. You might know the sugyas, and we're not able to collect money in certain cases. So the Minchas Chinuch over here, in Simin Tov Ayin Zayin, Os Yud Beis, has the following shayla. Hamosa Shtaros Lebezin, Eina Meshavet Menat Torah. Many of you shouldn't hold that way. Against Rashi. Fine. He wants to know the following question. Eina Mavur, in Tzrichin Bezin Smuchin, Kechol Dava Shabbat Torah. Unless you have Shlichu Sayin. On a level of the right, Sini Smuchin. That's his question. Oh, b'chol bez nafilu hadiotos sagi. And I found the Baal HaTrumah said, af b'shlosh hadiotos sagi. We just read it. That's most sure as opposed to Prusbul. Prusbul requires a chosh of a bezdin and giving the shtag even hadiotos. B'yesh the stopping. The efshu the gam bezdin krovim kosher. Kevon dein tzorach bezdin kedin torah rak shlosha. Saga b'chol shlosha b'tzorach yin. Pshach. Too late one. Comes along with Chaim Kanevsky. He is so upset at this Minchas Chinuch. It's not even funny. This is in Perek Tes Halacha Tes Vov. Okay? He quotes Moshe Shiroz of the Bezin. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, he thinks, B'mchilas Kvodo, missed the boat. It's ridiculous. You need a Bezin which you can collect. We saw before the various pshatim in Moshe as a bezin. The bezin has to be a legitimate bezin, which can haul in a lova into its precincts, into its chambers, and take the money away from him. Avada, you need smuchim midoraisa. Avada, hajodas are no good, and avada krovim are no good. And when the Baal HaTrumah said that it's enough to have hajodos, all he meant was playing three kosher Jews, not krovim, in contradistinction to a bezner of Ami Ravasi, which can employ hefker bezin hefker, because Moshe Stroh's bezin in Doraisa does not need hefker bezin hefker. Prusbul Derabanan does. That's all he means. You don't need a bezin kosher, but you need a bezin kosher. So the Doraisa needs smuchim, but Derabanan is enough to have hedyotos, but you not stop hedyotos. Those ones took in Sanhedrin. Gemiri, right? One is Gomer V'Savir. I'm not going into all those details in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, but that's what the Chaim Kodesh is about. I think he's 100% right. I think he's right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If we said the Baal Chum is Gomer is and the Shaliach Bedi, and it's a Minu Yitomati, so he's thinking that they have no...
No. He only comes Mikochan. And if they have no Koch, he can't do anything either.
No.
You need this particular best.
By most stress of the best, then if it's most stress of the best, then they're just it just gets rid of all ego. It's a technicality to get rid of all egos. It's a technicality to get rid of obligation to Mishami. But they're not being masked or anything. Why do they need Koch? They just need a Chalushi and Bezin.
You're 100% right. The Trabal Shumas that you tackle don't need a Koch of Hefka Bezin Hefka. Most stress of the best. It's a Pasuk and Chumash. It's good enough. It's a Joshua's Chazal. But you still need a Bezin. What are the workings? That's what we started off. What are the workings of Moshe Shoros Lebezin? Right? They're the ones who are going to collect it. Three krovim will come and say, I'm a malva. I'll get three of my kids, and they'll come ask you for money. They're a bezin. You just throw them out.
They collect because there's a chov. They
owe you
the money.
Yeah, but you need an honest bezin to have the ability to collect money from somebody else. Krovim can't collect.
Didn't you say that
a person
could do it in
Pennsylvania? Yeah, the Bezin could be anywhere, the Bezin. But
why is it?
Has to be a kosher of Bezin.
Yeah.
Has to be a kosher of Bezin. Absolutely has to be. Has to be. Now, I want to tell you that there are those who maintain that even Moshe Shteros of the Bezin itself doesn't mean you give him the pieces of paper. You just go to the Bezin. You're in Rome. A Moshe Shteros of the Bezin in Rome. That's the Yerushalmi. See, enough from the Yerushalmi. Yeah, I'm not kidding around. The Yerushalmi says, the Afilu Beromi. Now, the Yerushalmi doesn't say what's in Roman. Doesn't say what's in Roman. Now, obviously, if the Bezin's in Roman and I'm here in the Yerushalayim, I'm not giving them my shtaris, I'm not FedExing it to them that they have today. No FedEx. I say, I'm giving the most of my shtaros to Bezin and Romi, and Hillel was metak on a principle that we should do it. As we saw before, not really adding too much. Most poskim say that it would likely work only by the Rabbanon if you're not giving the shtaros, which Reb Chaim says. Watch this. Afilu hikna mashtaros ele mosan bal peh mahani. Quotes from the Pasuk Shulchan. Okay? What does that mean? Are you actually transferring ownership of the documents and the debts that they represent to the Beis Din? That's not so good. Because once you do that, if you mark the B'ksiva Mesira, and now the debt actually belongs to Beis Din, guess what? Beis Din can't collect. Don't be a violation of Lo Yigos. It only works if the debt is owed to me and Beis Din, my collection agency. If the debt belongs to Beis Din, then they're in violation of Lo Yigos. How do you like that? This is very, very important, Yisod, which is found in the Sefer Pon on the Mishpah. Who is it against? One of the greatest Rebbes of all time. Yeah, Rebbes, I want to say in Halacha too. This Rebbe was a Gedol HaGedolim in Torah. Only people don't know his godless in Torah. They just know about his how sharp he was. The Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe. Who quotes him? He didn't write any svarim. The Otzus Yosef, Rav Yosef Engel, Hevi B'Shem Mechutano, Ha'adam Mikot, the Mechutano. Most of Shiroz of the Bezin works, because it says, Asher Tashmi, Esachir Tashmi Yodecha, Esachicha Tashmi Yodecha, Bezin Lav Achicha. Bezin is in a high stage by itself. Says Rav Yosef Engel, with all respect to this Kotzke Rebbe, it's not true. Higher the Bezin is required to stop it from doing averus. It says, "V'kashlu ish ba'achiv ba'avon achiv." So Bezin is part of achiv; they're responsible to stop you from doing averus. It's against the Kotzke Rebbe. Okay, so now what does it mean? I give a shtar. I'm not giving them the chov; they're collecting for me. And we pass in Rabosai that if you most of our pair, that is the din. And that's what the Yerushalmi means, Rabosai. What did Yerushalmi say? Take a look at Rabosai in the Ran. We're almost finished. The Ran, Rabosai, it's you have the right of Masechta Gittin, it's either Yud Ches Amid Beis in the old print, or Nun Dalid in the new print. Take a look. I have Nun Dalid in front of me. It's column 2 in the new print, the last narrow line on the left. Those are the old print. It starts Piska. It's about a third of the way or a quarter between the word Piska and the word Utkinu. Okay? It's the very end in the old print of Yud Ches Amid Beis. The very, very end. V'chein Amru, B'Yerushalmi, it's in Shvi'ez Pegah Mishnah Halacha Beis, Afilu Nisunin Beromi. What does that mean? Heichad Amasa Shterosav Mamash Nidoraisi. The Os Hill of a Tikin, Afagav Lo Moser Afilu Ena Biyado, Nami, Most Rani Le Commander Masadami. That's the Yerushalmi, the business in Rome. Well, the Shtaris are in Rome. Whatever, something is in Rome. I'm not giving it to them myself. It goes on the Shtar. Right? The Shtar is in Rome. The Bez is in Yerushalayim. That's what it says, Rabbi Osai. That's the din. And even though the Shtaris, as he gave the Shtaris to Bez, but they gave it back to me. So it doesn't matter. It's still called Bosa Shiros of the Bezdin. If you look on the in Reb Chaim, he says, I'll read you from the Derech Amuna. I feel my stars nintzu b'mokom rochok. He quotes that from the Rishalmi Iberomi, quote the Samri Shonim we just saw. Mo'ot. I feel him ho ein ashtaros b'yad bezdin b'sohu shanas ha-shmita gam kein ein ha-mishamit pasa shulchan shem ha-mabit. We know that she's looking to say for Shmiras, Shmiras, Shab, Kilchasa, Yesh Cholkin. Yesh Cholkin, but we pass in this way. Halacha Lemaisa. Rabbosai, this concludes today's Shia. We covered many, many, many important things. There are many more things to be covered. We're going to start tomorrow with another Yerushalmi, which is quoted by the Mefarshim on the side, and the idea of Schar Sochir and Hakofas Chanus. Those who saw the Mishnayos in the beginning of the 10th Perek in Shvius discussed what about an employee's wages. Is that subject to Shemitah? Or credit that a person has in a local grocery store? Perek in Mishnah. That's tomorrow's shir. And we'll get tomorrow's start, Mr. Shem, at 12:15 and go till Mincha 1:30. We'll see out of the Shemayim. Okay.